Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. I'm going to be reading a short passage from the book Zen Seeds, Reflections of a Female Priest. And the female priest is Aoyama Roshi, a Japanese Roshi of long standing. And as I understand it, she studied with who Rebbe Master Jiyu called Yogo. That wasn't his actual name. And both Aoyama Roshi and Rebbe Master Jiyu were contemporaries and studied with the same Yogo and was studying the Dogen. He was something of an expert on Dogen authority. And Zen Seeds it comprises of a number of short pieces worked into different chapters. And let me see what this chapter says. Actually, it's not a chapter. Follow the flow of the stream. A certain Zen master who lived in China during the later 18th and early 19th centuries. After religious training under his master, he secluded himself deep in the mountains. He made himself a robe from the giant lotus leaves that grew abundantly in the marsh and lived on the seeds of the pine trees. In this way, he persevered in his Zazen practice for over 30 years. A priest once strayed from the mountain path and by chance came upon him, the priest, in his grass hut. When he asked for the path leading to the village, the monk replied, "Follow the flow of the stream," which means that if you simply follow the stream, you will find your way out of the mountains. That in itself is interesting, isn't it? Follow the flow of the stream, which means that if you simply follow the stream, you will find your way out of the mountains. I would say that's metaphorical, really, as well as probably actual. An essayist wrote this poem. Although there are rocks and tree roots, rippling along, just rippling along, the water runs. If our ordinary self-centered viewpoint is dominated, rocks and trees, roots, are undesirable, and tree roots are undesirable. However, if we change our point of view, then the very fact that there are rocks and tree roots makes the valley stream more beautiful, and the sight of waves breaking upon them beyond description. I'll repeat that. If you change your point of view, then the very fact that there are rocks and tree roots makes the valley stream more beautiful and the sight of waves breaking upon them beyond description. When we perceive joy, anger, happiness and sorrow as enriching our lives, just as rocks and tree roots and water spray embellishes nature, then we are able to accept whatever happens. And we live like flowing water without clinging to anything. Knowing who's here present listening, you will not be unfamiliar with the teaching embedded in this story. Not at all unfamiliar. But it does seem to be an impossible ask to change your point of view. Well, do you change your point of view for a different point of view, a more positive point of view? No, that's not what's being talked about here. If you watch a film in a cinema, you are watching somebody else's point of view, really. You're just watching the film and the story unfold. And you are, you might say, sitting back and not getting involved in the story to a certain extent, hopefully to a certain extent, not involved in the story itself. You're just watching it as a child would listen to a bedtime story. In our daily lives, we are very much involved in the story, the practical, emotional, daily life story that unfolds before us. We're not sitting back from it as if a movie. We're involved, we're engaged with it, and in a way become part of the story, whether it's a rom-com or a tragedy or a murder mystery. I hope not a murder mystery. So we are actors in our own created story, actually, because we are the creator of the story. And our interpretations and our attitudes are very centered on ourselves. However, you could look at it a different way. You could change your perspective, which is not that, not rocket science, basically, so that you can be back from, just as you are in your movie, your seat in the cinema, you can be back from the screen. You can be within yourself as a solid meditator that knows to just accept what comes to you, as if in a movie theater, and the one who creates the story, the movie, which is in fact very similar to a movie, our daily lives. You know, some of us like tragedy, some of us like comedy. You know, we're actors in our own movie, which is nothing wrong with that, as long as we know that it isn't true abiding reality. So that would be, I think, what's being talked about as a change in perspective. It's when oneself is not center stage, but not necessarily formally sitting, but sitting within ourselves, engaged with the world, but it should be not any other way. But if we endeavor not to judge the rocks and the tree roots, then the poem comes to reality. Although there are rocks and tree roots rippling along, just rippling along, the water runs, the waters of our life, often associated with compassion and kanteon and all acceptance. It's difficult, yet simple. And in the beginning, and many of you here listening are very experienced meditators, and in the beginning, one is taught about compassion and acceptance and not judging and all of those things. And you might say that's to do with training work for oneself to, in whatever way find some peace of mind within the flux of daily life. Later, as one matures and gains confidence and experience with practice, I don't just mean sitting meditation. Perhaps you find yourself letting yourself down less, and you can rely on yourself to be there and keeping the precepts with compassion. So then one trains for self and others. And then later on still, one just trains. And it's not a linear progression by any means. Each of those three, training for self, training for self and other, and simply just practicing, toggle in and out. But more increasingly, the mind that evaluates all that's going on in front of you and around you and within you tends to, I would say, fades into the background. And one's relationship with existence and all that one comes into it, like the relationship to the movie in the movie theater, you are less in the movie, but watching the movie. Not in a way, a disengaged way, but have a change in viewpoint. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.